Lamed Tes, Lamed Beis, six lines from the top, the two dots. Itmar, Hivu, Lifnei, Psisim, Shleimim. It was brought before a person. Pieces of bread and whole loaves of bread. So he had a piece of the bread, or he had a whole bun or a whole loaf. Omer Rav Huna Mevarach Al HaBsisim, Upoiter Es HaShleimim. Rav Huna says there's no advantage in the fact, there's no mila in that which is shalom, which is whole. If he wants to make on the piece, he can make on the piece. If he wants to make it on the whole bun, he can make it on the whole bun. There's no advantage. If they're the same size, you make it on either one. There's no mila just because it's whole. But he says that shlema is a mitzvah nemuchar, so all things being equal, you make it on the sholem. You make it on the whole one, because that has a mila. There is a mila in being sholem, in being whole. So if they're equal, you make it on the whole one. But the mila of being sholem, of being whole, does not take precedence over something which is has a muvchar, which is more choshev. So therefore, we have prusa shel chitim. The piece is only a piece of chitim. The piece, rather, is a piece of chitim, of wheat bread, which has a mila. The way Taisus explains the mila of chitim is not so much in the fact that it's higher quality than the barley, which one would think that that would make the chitim more choviv, more choshev. But Taisus explains it in the fact that in the Pasuk, when it mentions the Shvach Veretz Yisrael, the praises of Eretz Yisrael, Chitim becomes for before Chita comes before Sa'ira. So Chitim is considered to be Chashiv. So therefore, Aval Prusa Shel Chitim, if you have a piece out of Chitim, which is more Chashiv, Ushleima Min HaSa'irim, and you have the whole one, the whole bun is made only barley, Divra HaKol, Mevarach Ala Prusa Shel Chitim, Upoiter Es HaShleima Shel Sa'irim. Everyone would agree that the Chashiv comes first. So we have this Machlaikis. Rav Huna says there's no mila, there's no precedence just because it's whole. If they're equal, you can make an each one you want. That's what Rav Huna says. Rav Yochanan says no, being whole is a mila. It does take precedence. However, it does not take precedence over something which is more choshev. So therefore, if you have a piece made out of chitim, which is more choshev, even if the complete one, even if the sholem is made out, if it's sholem, but if it's made out only of sairim, the chitim takes precedence, l'kuli alma. Omrim yirmim barava kitanoi, he says this latter point, Taisus explains Rashi, that it's referring to this latter point, not the basic machloikes of Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. It's referring to this last point, that if you have something which is choshev, then all agree that the choshev takes precedence even over the sholem, even over the complete one. Because it says term in batzel katan sholem, avaloi chatzi batzel gadol. You take truma from a small onion, which is whole, rather than half of a larger one, even if the half of the large one is larger than the small one, which is complete, you take it from the batzel, which is content, which is complete. Rehuda Aimer Loy Kiela Chatzi Batzel Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, rather you take it from half of the larger one. So my love, Baakam Mifabia, are they not arguing on this very point that we just discussed? The Mar Savar Choshev Adiv, or Mar Savar Sholem Adiv. That the question is Sholem Adiv or Choshev? Now it's a little bit misleading over here because the Chatzi Batzel Gadol, one might assume, is referring to the inyan of being of size rather than chashivas. But the way Taisus explained Rashi, it's referring specifically to the latter point. The last point that we mentioned was that everyone agrees that you have chitin, which is choshev, it takes precedence over the sholem. The piece of the chitim is choshev, so even if it's a prusa, it takes precedence over the sholem. Now here, apparently, we have a machlokes on that point, because in regarding truma, the gadol, the bigger piece of truma, is more choshev. Since the kayin is getting a larger matona, a larger present. So we're equating the chatzi godol, the half of the large piece, we're equating that to chitim. Just like chitim is choshuv, a larger nesina, a larger matona to the kayan, is also choshuv. And we seem to have a machlokes over here. Do you give the small onion, which is complete, or half of the larger one? Half of the onion, though it's not complete, but it's more choshuv because it's a larger matona. So Gemara says, no, that's not the same as our discussion over here. It does not relate to our discussion. Because, hey, chadike kayin, if the kayin is present, everyone would agree that you give the larger piece, the half of the large one, because it's choshuv. And like we said before, everyone agrees that choshuv is odiv. And that's why chitim takes precedent. Why is there machlokes in this case by the truma, ki pligi, the lack of kayin, when the kayin is not present? This non kol makom sheyesh kayin terminei yofi. If the kayin is present, you can give it right directly to the kayin. You don't have to worry about preserving it and waiting till the kayin, till you find a kayin. So everyone agrees, you give the choshev, you would give half of the large piece. V'chol makom she'en kayin terminei kayin. And when there's no kayin, you give from the one that will last longer, or will be preserved for a longer period of time. But Rav Yehuda Omer in term el mina yofa, and Rav Yehuda says, no, in any event, even if the coin's not there, you give from the choshev. So over there, it's a different consideration. If the coin is not present, do we have to take into account the fact that it might not be preserved? Is that a factor? That's the machlokes over there. But where it's not a consideration, where the coin is present, everyone agrees that choshev takes precedent. Omer of Nachman ben Yitzchak, coming back to the bracha, to the bracha, the Yerushalayim yoytzi yedei shneihem. Yerushalayim will be yoytzi yedei shneihem. He'll try to mekayim both. Umanu mar brei de Ravina. The mar brei de Ravina meniach prusa b'seich ha-shleima. He would take the prusa underneath the shalem, underneath the whole one. Ubeitzeya. And he would then be beitzeya, and he would take, break off a piece. So he would try to be mekayim shneihem. The machloek is Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. He would be mekayim shneihem. He would put the prusa underneath the sholem and break off a piece. According to Rashi, you can break off a piece from either both or from the sholem, because since the prusa is underneath it, it's subordinate to the sholem. It's considered like you took a piece of the prusa as well. According to other rishonim, according to the Rosh, you have to take specifically a piece of both of them. So he brought a braisa supporting this halacha. What's your name? Amrlei Shalman. His name is Shalman. Amrlei Shalom. A play on the word Shalman. Shalom ato. V'shleimim v'shlasecha. Shesamta Shalom bein hatalmidim. Your name is Shalom. Your Mishnah Shalom is complete, and you put peace between the talmidim. You have found an etza to resolve the machlaik is between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan to be mekayim shneihem. Omer Rav Papa kol ma'idim bePesach shemini prusa b'seich shleim mam beitzeya. Everyone agrees that by Pesach that you put the prusa underneath the shalem and your beitzeya. My time malechem einiksiv. It says lechem ani. So an ani has a piece, has a prusa, he has a piece of bread. An ani is. He's a beggar. He collects pieces of bread. So that's the way an ani eats. So again, the machlokes we just mentioned, Rashi and the Rosh, would play out here as well. According to Rashi, you don't have to break off from both of them. You can break off from the sholem, because since the prusa of the piece is underneath it, it's as if you broke off from both. According to the Rosh, you would have to break off and eat from both of them. On Shabbos, you need lechem mishnah. You have to be beitzein, say the bracha on two loaves of bread. My time of lechem mishnah. See, we commemorate the nes that on the mon in the midbar, that on Erev Shabbos there was a double portion. So we have a double portion. We have two loaves of bread that we make the bracha on both portions. Amarav Ashi Chazina Lilarav Kahana de Noketate about Zachara. So Rav Kahana, he took two loaves, he made the broth on both, Lecha Mishnah, he was Beitzeya on one of them. Most learn that you only have to be Beitzeya on one, you don't have to be Beitzeya on two. Some learn that you Dafke should be Beitzeya on one and not on the second one. To commemorate the other nays, that normally during the week in the midbar of the month they could not leave it over until they could not leave it over to the next day would turn rotten, and over here they could, and on Shabbos they didn't have to worry about it turning wormy for the next day. Rav Zerahava Motzah Kol Shirusa. He took a big piece that would satisfy the entire meal. Normally, it's not minig derech eretz to cut off such a big piece. But over here, he took, on Shabbos, he took a very big piece, enough to satisfy his entire meal. And doesn't it look like you're gorging? You're taking such a big piece. It's not derech eretz. Normally, I don't do this. Well, I'm doing specifically for Shabbos. It doesn't look like a gorging. I'm doing it for Kovid Shabbos. And Rashi explains in Shabbos that I'm doing it to show how chaviv, how special the Suda Shabbos is, and how much I cherish the Suda Shabbos. I do it specifically for Shabbos, have this very big piece. When they had the bread that was used for Erev Chatzeres, in order to carry in a Chatzer, in a common area, that is essentially a Rishus Yochid, but it has different ownerships, when they gather the bread together, they make an Erev Chatzeres. And when he had in the Erev, the bread of the Erev Chatzeres that was in his Rishus, he used to make the Amoitzi, the bracha, specifically on that bread. Since one mitzvah was done with it, we should do another mitzvah with it. So therefore, he used specifically the bread of the Eruv for his bracha. So why some Rishonim learn it. The mitzvah in question is that he made the bracha of Amoitzi specifically on that bread as opposed to making the bracha on different bread. And some say it means that on Shabbos, he used it for the Suda Shabbos. So that was the discussion of can the bread be eaten on that Shabbos or not. He did one mitzvah, he did a mitzvah achrita. We have now more common case, more prevalent in our times is for Erev Tavshilin. That we have the pas that we use for Erev Tavshilin. So that bread for the Suda, we'll use that for the Suda on Shabbos, then we should use that and use that for the Suda, because we did one mitzvah with it. We should now use that and do another mitzvah with it. Rav said, Tol Bruch, and it's Tzorach Levarach. You're not allowed to make a hefsek between when you make the Bruch of Amitzi and eating the bread. You can't make a hefsek. But if one person is Beit Seil, let's say the Balabayas, he makes a bracha, and he breaks off, and he cuts the pieces of challah, and before he ate the piece of challah, he gave to others, and he says, go, take, they told Brook, take the mitzvah, the lechem of the mitzvah, the bread of the mitzvah, that the bracha was made on. In a circle of that's not considered a hefsek, because it's still part and parcel of the tzorach bracha. The tzorach habracha is that people make the bracha, they should eat. They're being yoitza with his bracha, they should eat as well. So that is part and parcel of the mitzvah of the bracha. Now take the bread and eat from the bracha, from the bread of a mitzvah where the bracha was made on. So that's not considered a hafzik. But if you said, havi melech, havi liftin, tzorach levarach. But if you said, bring salt or bring a spread to put on the bread, that's considered a hafzik. That's not necessary for the bracha, for the birchas hamitzvah, for the birchas hamitzvah. You can eat the bread without salt, without relish. But Rav Yechanan Amri says, no, afilu aviyu melech, aviyu liftin, nami ain't tzorach levarach. That's also, you don't have to make a bracha, because it's considered your machshiv, the moitzi, the lechem hamitzvah, your machshiv it, and it gives it chashivas. It's also part and parcel of that mitzvah. But, however, if you said, givil latura, tzorach levarach. But if you said, for the animal, go and mix the water with the bran to feed the animal, that has no connection to the moitzi and the bracha and the brachas on the mitzvah and the lechem mitzvah, so that is considered to be a hefsek, an interruption, and between the bracha and the moitzi. But for a sheisha samer, no, I feel gevil tura. Nami in tzorach levarach, it's not considered a hefsek. Dom Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, also lo adam sheyoichol, kodem sheyitan ma'achol lebehemta. He's about to eat. He made the bracha, now he wants to eat. It's considered a tzorach of the machal, of the eating of the suda, that he should feed his animal, and he should feed his animal first. Because shenemar v'nasati esav v'sarach levamtecha, I'll give for fodder for your animal, v'hadar, and only afterwards it says v'achalta v'savata. So first you feed your animals, then you eat. So therefore it's not considered a hefsek, because he has to provide for the animals before he eats from the maitzi, from the lechem of a maitzi, so it's not considered a hefsek.